to Tide, wear mushrooms.
Huh?
Kept in the dark, fed a diet of horseshit. You would think that he would remember, but he wasn't interested in trying. Like most Yuang Bao attached to the company. Never mind. Uncle Doge tried to invite himself into the meeting. A couple of hard-eyed guards stepped into his path. He chose to go hang around with the other Yuang Bao. He never did that before. He seemed to be looking for Jojo, One Eye's erstwhile bodyguard. Jojo was never a gregarious sort, even among other Yuang Bao. I ducked inside the old man's dugout. A whole herd of people had gathered in there. They were waiting for me, apparently.
Let's get started, Croker said. First, intelligence received. The rumor is true. Mugaba definitely did sign on with the Radisha. He started putting together a force somewhere south of Digigori. The reports didn't explain where, but did say his men had begun evicting the locals from the best cropland so they can support themselves. The leadership in Taglios hasn't decided exactly what to do yet. There's actually a lot of sentiment for forgetting us altogether. The captain didn't reveal his sources. Some of that came from me and Lady, dreaming and walking the ghost when smoke wasn't completely useless. He added, It seems Mugaba will enjoy the support of several small auxiliary units raised by religious sects with a grudge against us or our friends. Blade chuckled. Chapter 89. Silence stretched. I found a battered mug left over from Kialune's glory days, helped myself to tea from a pot steeping beside Croker's crude hearth. The stuff was more bitter than medicine. That explained why it was still there. I pretended to enjoy it.
Cleat, Croker said. What's the agricultural situation?
Only in the Black Company would a siege engineer be in charge of farming.
Cleta said, Nothing new to report. Exceptional crops threatening to mature earlier than the locals predicted. We could do worse than to establish ourselves here.
Cletus and his brothers centered a faction interested in settling down. They felt their new weapons could discourage our most determined enemies. They made no strong representations, though. The company had slogged through hell for an age. Now we possessed a rich province and a fine fortress, and our only serious enemies were hundreds of miles away and probably disinclined to come after us anytime soon. I didn't listen to the editorializing following a suggestion that the gods loved us because our crops were doing so well. I paid no attention till Longina started telling us why we no longer needed to be afraid of anyone. If the Radisha really traded away half her power so she could keep her position, that means the priests are really in charge. I don't see them, no matter how much they fear us or hate Blade, ever saddling themselves with another real army. The cost and the threat to their power.
I'd heard it all before. The priests would not let the Radisha come after us.
I didn't believe it. He was whistling in the dark, but I was a ghost walker. I could go anywhere and see anything. I had to work harder to mislead myself.
You're wrong, Longo, I said. We'll have company here eventually. Probably way sooner than any of us would like. I even had the old man's attention suddenly. I had a dream. Most everyone knew that I had visions. The mechanics and reliability remained my secret.